My height was 6'2", and I weighed 212 pounds.
Talk a little bit about your game. I mean, you're a quote-unquote riser at this point. You know, a lot of people are saying you're putting you into the first round. What is Perryman? What do you bring to the table?
I feel like I have enough speed. I have great speed to stretch the field vertically, and I'm quick enough, you know, to get open with the underneath routes, and I bring the physicality to get anyone blocked that you need blocked.
How much do you know about your dad's career?
I was pretty young. I don't remember a lot about it, but we do sit down, and I will watch some of his tapes, just going over film work and show how to beat defenders and different schemes and leverages and everything.
What's it like to hear your name in the second round, first round season?
No, not really, and I haven't really paid close attention to it. I'm just trying to stay focused, you know, basically what I have in front of me right now. But it is a blessing to hear that, though.
There's a buzz media-wise, obviously, about you, but teams themselves, are a lot of teams lining up meetings and things to meet with?
Yes, I have quite a few meetings. Between today and tomorrow, I think I have about 15 meetings. So I'm looking forward to it. I've talked to all the different teams, and I know it's going to be a great experience.
Anything in line with the Ravens?
I'm not sure, actually. I just have times, and I just show up, and I find out when I get there.
Is the receiving
play caller? I have a lot. It would have to be out of a play called Shake and a play called Bulldog. I mean, basically, Shake was a post corner. Bulldog was basically a deep post. And those plays all were my major home run, so I feel like that was my favorite plays throughout the year.
Ohio State wide receiver Devin Smith from UNC. Ohio State wide receiver.
Miami did. They recruited me a little bit, but they never offered me. So, yeah, it kind of made my decision easier.
Back to your dad for a second. How different are you guys, or you as a receiver from him?
I know I can gain a lot from watching his tape. He wants me to be better than him, and I know I will. I think I am already. And he showed me a lot about how to play as a bigger receiver and also play small as a smaller receiver and be the more quicker and shiftier receiver.
Just, I mean, different style.
Right. Exactly.
How much have we talked about his blocking? That's something he did a lot in Detroit.
Right.
Did he ever talk to you about that?
Yes, he harps on blocking a lot. You know, he says that you can't be a receiver and can't know how to block, you know what I'm saying? So he really preaches on blocking a lot. Just to be a complete receiver, you got to learn how to block.
You said you think you're a better receiver than him already?
I feel like, no, I'm sure he doesn't agree. He's still a competitor just like any other dad and any other receiver, but I feel like my speed may be a little faster than his. I'm a little quicker than him, and I feel like I attacked the ball fairly well and maybe a little bit better than he did.
He had a pretty good career with the Lions. What would it mean to you if you found
yourself? That'd be great. You know, I'll be blessed to land anywhere I land, you know, and make the best of it. But I am looking forward to filling the shoes or wherever I do land.
When did you know you wanted to be a wide receiver like your dad? I mean, what? 7th grade, younger?
Yeah, when I was younger, basically I played receiver all my life. I don't know how that happened, but they just put me at receiver and it worked out for the best.
Did you ever play catch with them, anything like that? I mean,
say it again?
Did you ever play catch with
them? Yeah, all the time. Just even to this day, we might just go outside and just throw the ball around. We have nothing to do, just sit around and maybe critique just how I catch the ball. So it always turns to something, a learning process.
Was it disappointing that Miami didn't offer you a scholarship, or would you have likely gone there had they offered you?
Growing up, you know, my dad went there, so I was a huge Miami fan, but as I got older, I realized they had a lot of receivers, and I was looking for the best opportunity for me to play in my first year. So, I mean, it probably would have been nice. I probably would have still ended up going to UCF, and I'm glad I chose UCF. It worked out for the best, but I mean, it would have been another offer under my belt.
You're like at least 4 inches taller than Brett. Are there other brothers and sisters who are as tall as you are?
Yeah, I have. Actually, my oldest brother, he's maybe a little bit shorter than me, but he's a little bit more bulkier than me, too. I don't know where we get the height from, but we somehow got it.
UCF, what was it like going from, you know, two seasons
Yeah, you just have to learn, basically with a new quarterback, you have to learn to make adjustments, you know. Blake, he did a great job, you know. The ball, we all, as receivers, we all knew that the ball was going to be there on time when Blake was there, and it was going to be a great ball. And, you know, with a new receiver, I mean, with a new quarterback and a younger quarterback, you know, you have to make adjustments. And just like any other receiver job, your job is to make the quarterback look good. So wherever the ball is thrown, if it's thrown your way, you got to try to go get it.
Sorry if you've been asked this before, but do you and your dad have some kind of friendly bet as to whether you'll wind up getting drafted before you
go? No, we don't. Actually, we don't really talk about that much. He wants the best for me. He wants me to be better than him, so he'll never probably make that bet with me. The highlight of my season would probably be the Hail Mary catch against ECU. That's probably the best catch I probably ever made, and it was just a clutch moment, and that was a great experience.
Coach O'Leary said he still couldn't believe it when he saw that on the sideline, when it happened. I mean, what was in your mind on that?
Basically, just to try everything I could in my heart and my mind, you know, to come down with the ball, and thankfully it happened. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it did play a major part because it gave me some publicity. I feel like that catch did. I mean, my name was buzzing a little bit before that, but I feel like it did improve a little bit of buzz, and it played a great part.
How do you think you ascended so quickly in the last few weeks in the draft charts, the mock drafts at least?
Honestly, I don't know. I think that people have been focusing more on film work, and they have been going and sitting down and looking on film and looking at the potential that a receiver may contain basically by watching film.
And being a big receiver, how does that work to your advantage? What do you do with that size?
Basically, I use it to all of your ability, you know. You have the big receivers, you have to go up and go get the ball at the highest point. You have to be able to wall off defenders. You have to be able to block, like I said earlier. And you have to be able to also, you know, kind of shrink your mentality to play as a smaller receiver as well. Can you say that again one more time?
Is there a point where it got more intense with you guys, you and your dad, where it became even more than just the dad teaching his son, but was like an NFL receiver teaching the guy?
Yeah, for the most part, when he really sat down and really noticed that this is what I wanted to do in my life, that I wanted to play football, he started taking it more serious as well as me. It wasn't just, you know, teaching my son, you know, little things of how to get better. It's like, now that this is a business, you know, and I want you to be the best at what you put your mind to do. I have a few. I know I don't remember much, but I know I was around him pretty much. I sit home, and me and my mom, we just go through pictures, and he had me holding me while he's signing autographs and taking pictures and all type of stuff.
Are there times where you feel like your dad had to kind of balance the whole, you know, being your personal coach, but also being the head coach and being the
No, not at all, actually. He's going to critique me after every game, regardless. No matter if I think I played my best game or no matter if I had the worst game of my life, he's going to always critique me. And that's something I look forward to after the game, because without the critique, you can't really improve. So I kind of look forward to the critique that he has for me every week.
What do you expect to run the fourth?
Say it again? I'm not sure if I'm running yet. I suffered a hamstring strain last week, and I'm not sure if I clear it. I don't think I'm cleared to do any workouts yet.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.